Dante, you got me figuring out ideas on my passion and purpose. Now what? Don't worry. I've heard this several times. I got something for you. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Caregivers Lounge, where we dive into the laughter, love, and lessons of caregiving. Because let's be real, this journey is unpredictable. I'm Shantae Newby, your host. And whether you're caring for aging parents, deep in the caregiving trenches, just starting out, or simply curious about this world, you found the right place. Here, we share stories, swap insights, and remind each other that no one has to do this alone. So grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, and let's unwind together.
Hey, y'all, it's Shantae. Welcome back to the Caregivers Lounge. I just have to tell you, your girl was down for the count for the past few days, so everything has been off schedule, including doing this episode. I have a little bit of an allergy issue, and it's so serious that I actually get shots for it every 2 weeks now. I was getting them every week, but when they went over what I'm allergic to everything. I'm allergic to life. I'm allergic to grass, trees, work, working out. I'm allergic to everything. So all that to say that my immunotherapy treatments is loaded with everything I'm allergic to. And right now we're at a high elevation of grass pollen. And if you are from the area that I'm from, the 757, it is hot. So everything's been cooking. What do they say now? Let it cook. It's been cooking outside. But enough about me. I'm here. I'm going to deliver what I said I was going to deliver. So last time we talked, actually a couple episodes ago, we went over different questions to help you figure out your passion and figure out your purpose or one of your purposes, because you have multiple, I do believe. And today we're going to dig into that moment. Now that you've figured out some things you're interested in, some things that lit that quiet flame for you, that lit that spark for you, what next? Because it can be overwhelming. And I'm speaking from experience. I've gotten ideas and I'm like, okay, I'm excited about it. It sounds great, but now what? So how do you take that whisper and turn it into something real? Okay. So first things first, do not brush it off. That thing that lit you up inside, don't brush it off, because here's the deal. That idea came to you for a reason. So what I recommend you do is jot it down somewhere safe. Use a notes app, a journal, some sticky notes on the fridge, wherever you can come back to it and try to flush it out a little bit more. I usually keep things in my OneNote, or I have a notes app on my phone. I've actually written things down, because for some reason, sometimes things hit a little bit differently when you write it on paper. So it just depends on what the spirit says and what mood I'm in. Because here's what you should remember is ideas don't always arrive fully formed. That's the part that's usually scary for me. I have the vision of what things look like a year down the road, but then I'm trying to figure out, well, what do I have to do to get to that point? So sometimes the ideas will show up and just say, hey, let me cook a little bit while I'm sitting here. And that's what you got to do. And let's just honor it. I say again, do not ignore it. And by saying do not ignore it, let me share an example with you personally, actually. I thought about doing career coaching and career strategy for years while I was fully employed. And the idea would come, I can picture out what things were going to happen, who I was talking to. And I was like, oh my God, how do I get started? So to honor that idea, I don't know how, but the business name came to mind. So I bought web addresses. I bought addresses about 7 or 8 years before I even used them. Today, though, I feel like times are different. We have a lot more tools to kind of think things through. So we're going to explore that a little bit more. So now you got the idea, you have it written on paper or your notes or on your phone, on your OneNote, whatever you're using. Now it's time to do a little research. And again, these days, research is actually a lot easier to me. It is anyway. This is the point where you start to peel back the layers. Here's the deal. Do the searches without any pressure. Type in some keywords, see what shows up, if there's some articles, some videos, or maybe even people doing that thing that you said you're passionate about. And one thing to remember is don't worry about reinventing the wheel yet. just see if it even exists. How cool would it be to come up with an idea that's not even out there, right? That's pretty exciting. But again, don't worry about if the will exists, because maybe you can make a better will. Because this is the point where usually a person will think, and I've done it too, there's too many of this thing out there already. There's a huge presence of this already. And yes, that may be true, but it doesn't mean that there isn't room for your offering. My sister always reminds me of something one of her mentors or her colleagues says to her when things like that come to her mind. She'll list out the convenience stores. And literally, without even any context, she just starts counting. She's like, Wawa, 7-Eleven, Royal Farm, Sheetz. And she just goes on and on. And you're like, huh. But I do know in my town, there was a time where the only convenience store seemed to be 7-Eleven. And then it would be some sort of one-off shoots of Quick Stop. Or maybe there were other stores, Tiny Giant. I think I was just too young to pay attention, but it always seemed like it was just 7-Eleven. But the whole point is, there's room for differentiation. There's room for you and your idea. All right. So the beauty of this is I can pause so you don't have to hear me coughing and hacking up a lung. So let's keep on going. The next thing I recommend that you do is talk it out. Put it out in the world. Say it out loud to someone you trust, or whisper it to your dog. I talk to Bentley all the time. If that's something you're interested in doing, talk it out to someone you trust, someone that you can bounce the idea off to, and they won't tell you it's a dumb idea immediately until they listen to it all the way through. Or, you know, they are very supportive and they're into seeing you do big things. Conversations bring clarity. Okay. Find someone who won't shoot it down, and they'll just sit with you and reflect with you. They may even ask you questions. An extra thing you could do is do voice memos to yourself. You're the best audience and critic rolled into one. I know there have been many of times I've said some things and recorded it, and then once I listen to it, I'm able to flush the thought out a little bit more, or maybe if I said this, maybe it sounds differently. Now, I'm going to give you a warning. I know this from experience. When you start telling people, I say keep the circle small, because here's one thing. When I tell people that I'm about to do something or I'm thinking about doing something, hey, I'm thinking about writing a book, the person, and they know who they are, they usually become my accountability buddy that I didn't ask for directly. But it's not a bad thing. So what happens is my friend will be like, where's the book? And I'm like, hey, good morning. Where's the book? How's the book going? And so it was really interesting to every time she would greet me, she would check in on the status of my book writing. I also saw the positive in that though, right? To me, it was a sign that what I put out there, she and others believed in it. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't follow up. So while that accountability buddy may feel annoying a little bit, they're doing it for a reason. They see something too. So they want to see you do what you said you're going to do, and they're looking forward to it as well. All right. So now let's start by asking some micro questions. You know, the old school way of things. What's the 5-year plan? Don't worry about the 5-year plan for now. I think you should just ask, what's the next best step? Check if there's a podcast about it. Is there a local meetup? Are there courses available? Is there somebody that you could send a private message to and ask, hey, how did you get started? That's definitely a great resource. You have a lot of social media resources. And I will tell you this, I've told my clients before, when you meet somebody and they're doing something that you're interested in, they love talking about themselves and how they did it. They will give you mentoring that you didn't even know you could get just by listening to their story and the steps that they took. And just because you heard their story and the steps that they took does not mean that you have to take the exact same steps. It just gives you an inspiration on the path that you may need to take. And big things start with tiny, brave moves. One small step, you never know, that can make a big difference. I feel like now there are so many tools. You can literally ask AI almost anything. You can simply say stuff like, what can you tell me about? And then what's one step I can take to start a business? What's one step I can take to get a job doing? Like, you can literally just ask almost anything. I think AI is such a great resource, or the search engines, just to get you started and get you going. Now, finally, you need to trust that nudge that you got. As I stated before, that idea tapped you for a reason. It didn't choose that other person. It didn't choose your sibling. It didn't choose your friend, your colleague. It picked you. So now let's figure out why it picked you. I would suggest, just to reduce your stress, just keep following with curiosity, not judgment. And you don't have to commit to forever. You just have to commit to exploring, taking that one step, taking the next step. There's no pressure on the time. It will truly happen when it's supposed to. And this could be a phase of planting and watering seeds. I truly believe that. So, in closing, passion and purpose don't come with a GPS. They come with breadcrumbs, and they really do. And the idea that landed in your head, that thing you're so passionate about, is one of them. So pay attention to it, honor it, research it, talk about it, keep taking steps towards it. Catch you next time. And as always, take care of yourself the way you take care of everybody else.